Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Chitra Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, trusting their inner judgment, vision, or sense of truth when making decisions. Others depend on an external frame of reference, seeking feedback, validation, or alignment with social norms and expectations. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, willpower, self-direction, and associated with Tvashtar, the divine craftsman, leans strongly toward an internal frame of reference. These natives are creators at heart, driven by a personal vision of beauty, structure, or purpose that they are determined to manifest. However, because Chitra also desires recognition and strives for visible excellence, external input can influence their behavior, especially in public or relational settings. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses shape whether they prioritize their inner compass or others' expectations. If Mars is in the 1st or 4th house, the frame of reference is strongly internal. These individuals trust their instincts, ideas, and creative impulses. In Chitra, Mars makes them confident in their methods. They believe in what they're building, even if no one else sees it yet. If Mars is in the 10th, they may still operate from their own sense of direction, but external validation becomes part of the equation. They want their work to stand out and be seen. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame leans more external, especially in how they process decisions. These individuals pay attention to feedback, observe what works socially or professionally, and adapt their messaging accordingly. In Chitra, Mercury adds refinement. They seek to perfect not just the product, but how it's received. If in the 10th, their external referencing becomes strategic, they know how to align their creative output with public trends or professional standards. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, emotional referencing comes into play. In the 4th, they process through an internal emotional lens, relying on gut feeling and inner comfort. In Chitra, this can make them guarded. They must feel right inside before taking action. In the 7th, the attention shifts to others. They may track emotional cues, rely on relational harmony, or adjust their expression to keep others comfortable, leaning toward an external orientation in interpersonal settings. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the frame becomes externally shaped through duty and structure. These natives may suppress inner impulses to meet outer expectations. In Chitra, this can cause internal conflict. They want to follow their vision, but Saturn imposes timelines, roles, or societal responsibilities. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often define success based on public recognition or long-term impact, requiring external confirmation to feel accomplished. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the frame remains internally guided, but filtered through ethics, values, or wisdom. These individuals ask, is this meaningful? Is this aligned? Rather than, will this be approved? In Chitra, Jupiter uplifts the creative vision. They are less concerned with fitting in and more focused on fulfilling a personal or spiritual purpose. They may take advice, but decisions are ultimately guided by inner truth. Chitra's core impulse is to create with intention and integrity, a process that begins from within. Their evolution lies in learning how to hold that internal clarity while engaging with the outer world. When too externally driven, they may compromise their brilliance to gain approval. When too internally fixed, they may miss opportunities for refinement and connection. When balanced, Chitra becomes the master artisan, grounded in inner purpose, yet skilled enough to shape something the world can recognize, respect, and remember. Chitra Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals are naturally proactive. They plan, initiate, and move forward with purpose and intention. Others are more reactive, waiting, watching, and responding based on context, emotion, or external triggers. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, initiative, precision, and linked to Vashtar, the divine craftsman, leans strongly toward a proactive action style. These natives are natural builders, problem solvers, and initiators who thrive when shaping or perfecting something with their own hands or ideas. However, their Mars energy is balanced by a need for beauty and refinement, so they may sometimes pause before acting, not out of hesitation, but to make sure their efforts are exact. Planetary placements in the first, third, sixth, and tenth houses determine whether their action leans more forward-moving or strategically responsive. If Mars is in the first or third house, the action style is boldly proactive. These individuals initiate with clarity and strength, often taking charge of situations with confidence and control. In Chitra, Mars sharpens this drive. They move with the precision of an artisan, not impulsively, but deliberately. If Mars is in the 10th, this proactive energy fuels public ambition. They seek to leave a mark through creation, leadership, or structured achievement. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the action style becomes strategically proactive. These individuals take initiative through planning, analyzing, and refining. In Chitra, Mercury adds sharp awareness. They act early, but with forethought, especially in intellectual or technical arenas. If Mercury is in the 10th, their action becomes methodical in public or work settings, responding quickly to problems, yet always with attention to order and detail. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the action style becomes more reactive, especially emotionally. These natives often wait to feel secure before making a move. In Chitra, this can soften their Mars edge. They still take action, but only when the timing feels right. If Moon is in the 10th, their reactivity becomes social. They're sensitive to feedback and may act to maintain public harmony or emotional control in professional settings. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the action style leans toward deliberate reactivity, calculated, structured, and slow. These individuals may appear passive, but they are methodical and deeply committed to long-term results. In Chitra, Saturn adds craftsmanship. They act only when they can ensure precision, often preferring to correct, refine, or stabilize rather than initiate boldly. If in the 10th, their leadership may be quiet but strong, anchored in consistency rather than charisma. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the action can become hyper-proactive, even impulsive. These individuals are driven to make an impact and often push forward, sometimes without full emotional clarity. In Chitra, Rahu intensifies their desire to create something exceptional, but they may struggle to balance urgency with refinement. If in the 10th, this drive manifests as intense ambition. They may leap ahead to claim authority or recognition, learning later how to polish what they've built. Chitra's true action style is active but refined. They want to move, but with clarity, beauty, and purpose. Their evolution comes from mastering the balance between boldness and precision, knowing when to act quickly and when to pause to ensure alignment. When integrated, Chitra becomes a master of timing, initiating action that is not only effective, but crafted to leave a lasting, meaningful impression. Chitra Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals prefer working with options. They need flexibility, creative freedom, and the ability to pivot. Others thrive with procedures, clear steps, structure, and systems that bring order to complexity. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, precision control, and symbolized by Vashtar, the celestial architect, leans toward a procedural operational style. These natives value structure, craftsmanship, and mastery, often building or refining things through exact steps. However, Chitra also carries an artistic flair and creative independence, which means they may demand options within the structure, especially when perfection or aesthetic quality is at stake. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal whether they operate with strict order or flexible refinement. If Mars is in the 1st or 6th house, the preference leans strongly toward procedures. These individuals are action-driven, goal-oriented, and work best when they know the plan and can execute it with discipline. In Chitra, Mars adds a craftsman's mindset. They're motivated by doing things the right way, with skill and attention. If Mars is in the 10th, their procedural nature becomes public. They're respected for efficiency, accountability, and visible results. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native blends procedures with adaptive thinking. These individuals prefer structure, but want space to optimize or rethink the steps. In Chitra, Mercury brings intelligent refinement. They enjoy planning, adjusting, and streamlining systems without dismantling them. If Mercury is in the 10th, this shows up as organized innovation. They succeed in roles that require both precision and flexibility, like design, editing, teaching, or management. If Moon is in the 4th or 10th house, the operational style becomes emotionally responsive within structure. These individuals work best with familiar procedures that offer emotional safety, but may struggle if the system feels too rigid. In Chitra, the Moon adds sensitivity to flow. They like procedures, but only when they can work at their own pace. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring grace and rhythm to their work, but may require a buffer zone to perform consistently under pressure. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native is strongly procedural, often rigidly so. These individuals rely on rules, timelines, and exact roles to feel grounded in their work. In Chitra, Saturn enhances discipline and endurance. They commit to slow mastery and uphold tradition, often setting high standards. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become known for structure and reliability, leaders who bring long-term systems into place. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the style tilts toward options, but with ambition and edge. These individuals want to disrupt the rules, test new approaches, and find unconventional ways to succeed. In Chitra, Rahu adds urgency. They may challenge established procedures if they feel it limits their vision or brilliance. If in the 10th, they thrive in roles that reward innovation, but must learn to balance speed with refinement. Chitra's operational genius lies in structured creation, doing things with intention, care, and excellence. While they often default to procedures, they need just enough flexibility to innovate and improve. Their growth comes when they learn to trust both form and fluidity, crafting routines that serve their purpose without boxing in their brilliance. When balanced, Chitra becomes the master architect, grounded in process, yet free to elevate it into art. Chitra Nakshatra, views, general or specific. Some individuals are drawn to general views. They see the big picture, overarching themes, and symbolic meaning. Others gravitate towards specific views, focused on detail, precision, and the refinement of each part. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, precision, structure, and associated with Tvashtar, the divine architect, leans naturally toward a specific view. These natives are driven by the desire to understand how things fit together piece by piece, and how each element contributes to the beauty or integrity of the whole. Yet, because Chitra also seeks perfection and lasting impact, they often learn to zoom out and incorporate a general view when aiming to align their work with deeper purpose or design. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses help shape whether their perception stays focused on detail or expands to see the larger meaning. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native processes through a highly specific lens. They see what's out of place, what needs refining, and how each component contributes to the system. In Chitra, Mars energizes their mind with tactical focus. They're builders, problem solvers, and perfectionists by nature. If Mars is in the 10th, this becomes their public strength. They're seen as people who get it right, often rising in roles that require precision, structure, or expert-level craftsmanship. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the specific view becomes even sharper. These individuals are detail-driven communicators and thinkers. In Chitra, Mercury enhances their ability to edit, shape, and convey subtle layers of thought. They may obsess over word choice, symmetry, or technical aspects. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may become strategists, editors, or designers, recognized for bringing clarity and polish to complex tasks. If Moon is in the 5th or 9th house, the view blends emotional intelligence with design thinking. In the 5th, they tend towards specific emotional memory, processing life through nuanced, creative, or relational moments. In Chitra, this adds emotional richness to their detail-oriented perception. They notice not just form, but feeling. In the 9th, the view broadens. They start seeing meaning in patterns, stories, or philosophies, though they may still return to detail for grounding. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native shifts toward a general worldview. They process meaning in large arcs, looking for purpose, values, and the message behind the work. In Chitra, Jupiter expands their architectural mind. They start asking not just how to build something, but why. If in the 10th, this visionary approach shapes their leadership, they're drawn to projects that blend craftsmanship with meaning, beauty with principle. If K2 is in the 5th or 1st house, the view becomes nonlinear and symbolic. These individuals often bypass conventional logic and absorb knowledge in fragments of insight. In Chitra, this can manifest as visionary brilliance. They see the design, but may struggle to explain it in step-by-step terms. Their challenge is grounding abstract vision in practical form. If K2 is in the 10th, this pattern may affect their career. They may prefer roles where intuitive talent is valued more than structured communication. Chitra's strength lies in its ability to refine the particular while honoring the whole. These natives are naturally gifted at focusing in, noticing detail, and crafting with care. But they evolve when they step back and recognize the bigger story their work is part of. When balanced, they become the artisan with a philosopher's eye, designing not just for function or perfection, but to serve a greater purpose, legacy, or beauty that endures. Chitra Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive when working together, sharing tasks, brainstorming, and engaging in teamwork. Others prefer proximity, working independently but near others, open to exchange without needing constant collaboration. And some operate best solo, in full control of their space, pace, and process. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, individual effort focus, and associated with Tivashtar, the celestial architect, leans strongly toward a solo work preference. These natives are natural builders, creators, and refiners who work best when they can focus deeply, perfect details, and move at their own rhythm. However, their Mars-Mercurial blend allows for proximity when collaboration enhances the final result, especially in design, consulting, or quality-driven environments. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help define their ideal work dynamic. If Mars is in the 1st or 6th house, the preference is clearly solo. These individuals are driven, self-directed, and often feel most efficient when working independently. In Chitra, Mars brings precision and control. They don't like distractions or micromanagement. If Mars is in the 10th, this self-sufficiency becomes professional. They lead through expertise and action, preferring roles where they can build, fix, or deliver results on their own terms. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the native may enjoy proximity, especially in mentally stimulating or skill-sharing settings. These individuals appreciate intelligent dialogue and practical collaboration, but still want the freedom to execute their tasks independently. In Chitra, Mercury adds a strategic, analytical layer. They work well near others, as long as roles are clear and ideas are respected. If in the 10th, they may be advisors, consultants, or coordinators, operating independently within structured environments. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, emotional sensitivity influences their work preference. In the 4th, they lean solo, needing emotional stability and control over their environment. In Chitra, this Moon placement adds mood-based productivity. They prefer quiet spaces that allow for emotional regulation while they focus on their craft. If Moon is in the 7th, they may prefer proximity, especially when relational harmony and mutual understanding are present. They'll engage with others as long as the energy feels smooth and cooperative. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the work preference is structured solo or proximity. These individuals need clear boundaries and roles. In Chitra, Saturn enhances their discipline and commitment to quality. They'll work with others if systems are strong and expectations are defined. If in the 10th, they may function as solitary leaders or quiet anchors within larger organizations, handling responsibilities with steady, self-reliant focus. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the native may initially crave togetherness, seeking attention, influence, or stimulation. But in Chitra, Rahu adds intensity. They often grow into more solo-oriented roles, where they can direct their energy toward mastery without distraction. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may rise to prominence through a mix of independence and public visibility, working solo, but always with an eye on how their efforts are perceived. Chitra's ideal work environment is one that allows them to craft with focus, lead with precision, and refine with autonomy. While capable of collaboration, they excel when given ownership over their process. Their growth lies in knowing when to invite support and when to trust their own vision. When balanced, Chitra becomes the artisan leader, quietly shaping excellence, whether in solitude or alongside others who respect their pace and precision.